Eagle, and you said you're a go to continue
at all at 4 minutes.
Roger, you're a go to continue power descent. You're a go to continue power descent.
They're coming up now on High Roger. Gate. Fairly soon.
40,000. And Eagle Houston, we got data dropouts. You're still looking good.
They're getting it, losing it, getting it again, but getting just enough to continue on with the go. Go. Drive down and down.
Slowing down now, 2,100 miles per hour, descending at the rate of 63 miles per hour.
Coming up on a point which is called, appropriately enough, Last Ridge. A 300-foot high ridge directly beneath them.
Altitude lights out.
They're getting a look now such as no man has ever had at the surface of the moon, or would be if they were pitched over in the right direction.
We copy. At the Earth, right out our front window. Houston, you're looking at our Delta H.
That's affirmative.
Full gamma alarm.
Looking good to us, over.
1202.
Good radar data. Altitude now 33,500 feet.
The landing radar is working, the first time it's really been tested in this situation.
Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Roger, C30.
6+25, throttle down. 6+25, throttle down.
Roger, copy. 6+25.
They should be less.
We're still at altitude 27,000 feet.
Same alarm, and it appears to come up when we have a 1668 up.
Roger, copy.
Now they're going to throttle down for the next segment of this.
Eagle Houston, we'll monitor your Delta A beautifully.
Should be descending about 72 miles an hour.
Roger, Delta A is looking good to us.
Throttle on time.
Roger, copy. Throttle down.
Set him in the simulator.
Right.
Drifting down at 72 miles an hour now.
Things look real close.
Going over the last ridge just about now.
Altitude now 21,000 feet, still looking very good.
Within the next 18 seconds, we should have a pitch-up motion for the...
Velocity down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great, Dust Eagle.
For the crew to see where they're going.
Okay, I'm still on flu, so we may tend to lose as we gradually pitch over. Let me try auto again now, see what happens. Roger.
Worrying about the antenna.
Okay, looks like it's holding. Roger, we got good data.
Now he's going to pitch over. An 18-second maneuver that puts
7 minutes, 30 seconds into the burn.
At 7:30.
16,300 feet.
We're 13 miles away from landing site 2.
Eagle Houston, it's descent 2 fuel to monitor, over.
72.
Altitude 13,005. Velocity 9,100 feet per second.
Made it switch over time, please, Houston.
Roger, stand by. You're looking great at 8 minutes.
Correction on that velocity, now reading 760 feet per second.
It's the P-64.
Coming into Highgate, P-64, a new program. Highgate to locate. They have 70 seconds in which to redesignate the landing site to take a good look at it now if they want to change it.
Final says we're go, altitude 9,200 feet.
830, you're looking great.
Into Highgate now.
Slowing down below 300 miles an hour.
129 feet per second.
We copy.
Just a little more than 100 miles per hour descent rate.
They should be within 5 miles of their landing point. And they should be getting a good look at it now. They should decide very soon if they
Eagle,
like it.
Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Altitude 5,200 feet.
Now the radar should be telling them their altitude precisely.
Roger, copy.
The rate of descent.
Altitude 4,200.
Houston, you're a go for landing. Over.
Good heavens.
Roger, understand. Go for landing. 3,000 feet. Stop alarm.
Roger, 1201 alarm. We're go, same type, we're go.
They're going
2,000 feet, into the ag, 47 degrees.
Roger,
47 degrees.
They got a momentary alarm on their system there, but decided that...
Eagle looking great, here go.
It was nothing.
Altitude 1,600. 1,400 feet, still looking very good.
Roger, 1202, we copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees, 750, coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet, down at 19. 540 feet, down at 30,
down at 15. Coming down to low gate now, the real landing phase.
At 400 feet, down at 9. Gate forward. 1050 feet, down at 4. 30, lift the half down. Their egg gun was on a velocity. 300 feet down, 3.5, 47 forward. Put up. On 1 minute, 1.5 down. 70. That's the shadow out there. 50 down at 2.5, 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light. 3.5 down, 220 feet. 15 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down, 5.5 down. Within 60 feet, 6.5 down, 5.5 down. 9 forward. Good. 20 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. How many bites? 875 feet. That's looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. Six.
Have they made
down
contact?
2.5. Forward. Forward. 30 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down, make shadow. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. 1.5,
30 seconds.
Forward, just.
Okay. Kicking up a little dust as they were 40 feet above the surface.
Contact light?
Contact light.
Okay, engine stop.
Stop the engine.
Had a descent. Hose control, both auto, decent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
They're on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Do you believe it?
You're looking good here.
Now a quick check up.
They're going to be busy for a minute.
They're going to be busy for a minute, is right.
I'll get the sucker back.
They have just a very few seconds here to decide whether they want to stay or whether they want to leave right away.
Very smooth touchdown.
Very smooth touchdown. I don't believe it yet.
Tranquility Base.
And the Eagle has landed. Going through a wild set of post-landing checklists.
Roger, Eagle, and
you are safe for T1. Over. Eagle, you are safe for T1.
Roger. And we have him safe for T1.
Roger, and we see you venting the ox.
That means that they can stay for at least 20 minutes. There's no question in my mind, Reed, that they're going to stay a lot longer than that.
If they possibly can. I think it was interesting. We heard and we listened to the maneuvers going on up there. They were looking for a little better place to land. They were translating and hovering and using up a great deal of that propellant. That's what it was designed to do. And that's why touchdown came a little later than the optimum, really, planned. Neil Armstrong was simply looking for what looked to him to be a good place to sit down.
Buzz Aldrin reporting that at 40 feet of altitude, their big descent propulsion engine...
Copy, 9-60, 9-43.
Roger, we have it.
Then throttled down.
Roger, we ring you 5-I Columbia. He has landed Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility, over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Buzz, good go.
I'm telling Mike Collins what happened, but of course he listened.
I'll brief that.
And Mike Collins says, fantastic, that favorite word of astronauts.
Of course, now they have to decide exactly where they are with relation to the moon's center, and they have to realign things quickly.
The next day will be for the T2 event. That is at 21 minutes, 26 seconds after initiation of powered descent.
Columbia went up to Imagery Command, reset to reacquire on high gain.
Copy out.
Well, once they got that antenna working, Reed, in the last two or three minutes of that powered descent, it began to look pretty good. But for a while there, when telemetry dropped out after they had been burning for just a minute or so, there certainly had to be some very worried people. As Mission Control in Houston reported, people were blue.
We have an official time for that touchdown of 102 hours, 45 minutes, 42 seconds, and we will update that.
I wonder what they thought a blue light goes on when the first of those probes that dipped down 5.8 to...
We want 1-0-2-5-4.
I wonder what they really thought when they cut the engine and then just settled down. They're so busy now that I think the whole thing hasn't really overwhelmed them, overwashed them, as it certainly must do.
Neil Armstrong, it sounded to me... gulped, took a big breath just before he said those words. Houston, Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed. The man whose heart rates, Reed, as you were saying earlier, have always gone up higher than his fellow astronauts. Back in the Gemini days, he got so excited during launch.
That's horizontal 55-15.2.
That's affirmative.
He was... beating away at 146 feet.
We're now less than 4 minutes from our next stay, no stay. The next stay will be for one complete revolution of the command module.
I'm sure he was just as excited as he's ever been in his life at that moment.
I can't imagine any relative thing to which one could compare it in his own emotional compartments. He's lived through a lot of things, has Neil Armstrong, but nothing like this.
Mike and Ags to ping the line, over.
Roger, we're standing by for it.
Now they're getting that alignment set up so they know where they are with relationship to the moon and to the command module, which is flying on above them, so the computer, in the event they need to take off of there in a hurry, can put them into the right powered ascent and then dipping over so they'll get back within rendezvous capability.
One of the first things that Armstrong and Aldrin will do after... getting their next stay, no stay, will be to remove their helmet and gloves.
Helmet quantity, up drop.
Eagle, Houston, your stay for T2, over. Correction, your...
Roger, stay for T2, we thank you.
Roger, sir.
Well, the Eagle has landed on the surface of the moon, and it's reported back in this powered descent.
And that stay for another 2 minutes plus. The next stay, no stay, will be
filled
in
the last 12 minutes of time that the Apollo program had always lacked, and that mankind in his own time continuum had lacked up until now. The flight of Apollo 11, now the lunar landing of Apollo 11 coverage, will continue in a minute.
Does today's gasoline really give better mileage than what we had in the old days?
That's a question for Shell's answer man. Here's his answer.
It sure does. For example, 1 gallon of today's Super Shell, blended with Platformate and other mileage ingredients, helps the modern engine deliver about 50% better mileage than a gallon of our 1930 formula. 50% better mileage. Next question, please.
I know you get worse gasoline mileage at high speeds than at low ones, but why? Because the carburetor is wide open, or what?
The main reason high-speed driving really eats up gasoline is wind resistance. For instance, a standard sedan may have to put out over 4 times more horsepower to fight the headwind created at 80 miles per hour than it does at 40. Naturally, when you have to put out that kind of power, you must sacrifice mileage. So to get even better mileage from Super Shell, don't buck the headwind created by high speeds. Keep your speed down.
Thank you. The Answer Man is brought to you by Super Shell. Super Shell, the good mileage gasoline.
17 minutes and 42 seconds after 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, on the date of July the 20th, 1969. That was the landing time.
We just heard the recommendation you exit P-12. P-12 is the computer program for liftoff. I'm not sure exactly whether they're taking that out of the computer now or precisely what they are doing. I think we'd best pay rather careful attention to these last few moments. The LEM system must be monitored from within the LEM, the Eagle, and from the ground. And it must be in perfect working order, post-landing order, before man dares stay where he has dared to put down.
In about a minute, they should be getting the go-no-go decision to stay for one revolution, at least. Provided that instruction didn't mean something might be wrong.
I don't know, but when you hear that that input, program 12, you have to listen to it rather carefully to be sure that they're not putting it in or taking it out. The absence of communication from mission control probably bears no particular weight at this time, but we want to wait and we want to see. Men are on the moon.
Hey, Houston, that may have seemed like a very long final phase. The auto targeting was taking us right into a football field sized crater with a large number of big boulders and rocks for about a 1 or 2 crater diameters around it. And it required us plunging on in P-66 and flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Roger, we copy. It was beautiful from here. Tranquility, over.
Well, that's the explanation of that long search for a landing point. They found a football size.
Now, we'll get to the details of what's around here, but it looks like a collection of just about every variety of shape, angularity, granularity, but every variety of rock you could find. The color is, well, it varies pretty much depending on how you're looking relative to the zero phase point. There doesn't appear to be too much of a general color at all. However, it looks as though some of the rocks and boulders, of which there are quite a few in the near area, looks as though they're going to have some interesting colors to them, over.
Roger, copy. Sounds good to us, Tranquility. We'll let you press on through the simulated countdown, and we'll talk to you later, over.
Roger. Okay, this 16G is just like the airplane.
Tranquility, be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
There are 2 of them up here.
Roger, it was a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one in the command module.
Roger.
Buzz Aldrin with that first description of what the lunar surface looks like.
Launch from Mike Collins at an altitude of 60 miles. The comments on the landing, on the manual takeover, came from Neil Armstrong. Buzz Aldrin followed that with a description of the lunar surface and the rocks and boulders that they are able to see out the window of the LEM.
Tranquility, Houston, we have you pitched up about 4.5 degrees, over.
That's confirmed by our local observation.
Roger.
That means they found a relatively flat space in the middle of all those rocks and boulders. Well, within the prescribed
limits. Houston, that was missed all the action.